4:30, so we'll call this meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Report to communication, superintendent update and enrollment.
Thank you, Laundry.
You're welcome. Rainy Foundation helps with those, so thank you, Rainy Foundation.
Thank you, Rainy Foundation. Thank you, Lisa, now I got you. And I know yours is coming too. Already?
Okay, I just have a few things on the superintendent's report, then we'll move to attendance. Last Saturday, Angela Waltz did a CPR training for staff that wanted to come here to the district office. And it was well attended. Morning was obviously better attended in the afternoon. But she's going to be looking at some more dates in the future. Maybe not weekends, but you know, after school or something. The fencing and the gates at Bear River are complete, and they look great. The entrance sign, there's a picture in the Friday update. You'll see the entrance sign that says Bear River across the top. So. Really nice. Class attendance is continuing to be a challenge, but is much better than it was last year. I haven't seen how your school's doing. Not as good as last, not as bad as last year?
No, I'm not looking at the attendance today. Okay.
Sports are starting at Bear River, and we should continue to be one of the top programs in the area, and hopefully we'll continue to find people to play against. We're working on many of the ongoing state reports that we all do and nobody reads. Tonight we're not going to have closed session because we haven't started negotiations yet and two board members are out today. So I'm going to move on to the attendance. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,339 students, which is 27 less than this time last year, two less than last month. The majority of the losses are coming from Lone Tree, so hopefully when their new missions come up, we'll see that increase. Lone Tree's lost more than the total. Bear River's made up some of that. I think Wheatland L's down just a few. So, we'll blame Jody.
It's okay, Jody. Everybody's trying to make me feel bad. It's okay.
I got her back.
Did she punch me? I saw her.
And then Craig rubbed it in saying Bear River's making that.
We have 85 students in our preschool program, which is 32 less than this time last year, and 9 more than last month. I think this is our new trend because of TK. We're not going to see the numbers in preschool that we used to. And the numbers that we're seeing are much younger children. So total is 1,424, which is 59 less than we had at this time last year. Well, that's it for attendance.
Okay, communication. Any communication from the public?
We called out fiscal year orders.
I don't know. I don't know.
That budget stuff. Mm-hmm.
Not my thing. Okay, hello everybody, good afternoon. We conducted a parent training class today with our Lone Tree preschool parents, had a ball, they were fantastic, so we appreciate them coming. Thanks to Rosie and her team, we appreciate you guys. Our next 1-2-3 Magic Parenting Workshop will be October 4th, and it will be at the Community Center in the theater room. From 9 to 11. And we have had parents request that we do some of the training, parent training classes in the evening. So we are looking at that, and hopefully we'll have one in the evening in November. So we hear the cry, because it's very hard for them sometimes to find childcare with their little ones and stuff like that. So.
And if possible, maybe you could do one here in the district office, so those people that don't have base access could get some.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And even at Wheatland L, if they
great.
Want to, yeah, we're just all over the place. So we got you. Just let me know. Also, STEM to Space 23 is coming, and it's a program that's designed to facilitate agreement with schools, with their classrooms, and it'll be led by our military and our civilian guardians. So we are now looking for guardians, and I'm sure we'll get some volunteers from Beal, but all around the Air Force, we're looking for volunteers. So it's a great program. It'll be taking place, I think it's December. It starts in, it's like the 2 weeks in December, I think, is when they're gonna actually be either coming to the class or zooming into the class and talking to the students. So, but I'll send that out tomorrow to you guys. I already got an email ready, and I'll send that out in case anyone's interested, excuse me, anyone's interested or they know of a guardian that would like to do that. Tomorrow we have a Beal tour with our Marysville mentorship folks. So I've never met them, so I think it's going to be really exciting to kind of see what kind of things they have going on. And I believe it's their high school students, 15, 16-year-olds. Also, you guys will be pleased to know that I've already briefed the first sergeants on impact aid last week. Yeah. So we are stepping ahead. We are on it. And we have a lot of new first sergeants. So they didn't know about it and stuff like that. So, and also good news, I can help if I need to reach out and call parents or something like that for missing forms, just to encourage them to please return the forms. That would be awesome. So ma'am, you'll see probably some of those emails. And welcome back. Let's see. And I just wanted to say, a parent, I had a meeting the other day with a parent, and they couldn't talk any higher about Lone Tree and how they've helped their daughter to fit in, to transition. They're new here. And it's just amazing. He was just raving on the staff. So, Jacklet, he loved you too. He was just so excited. So I just wanted to give that kudos out to Ms. Jacklet and her group. So, and I think that's it. I think. Any questions?
Thank you.
Nope? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I noticed that Colonel Peterson is not Colonel Peterson. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Opposed. Consent agenda carries. On to 5.1.
So you have to go into a public hearing?
Yeah, public hearing for certification of instructional materials per education code 60119.
Okay, so you'll go into a public hearing, see if there's anybody who wants to say anything, and then you come back out.
Okay. So into the public. Public open hearing for that. If anybody has anything to say, any questions about certification of instructional materials? If not, we'll go back into regular session and on to 5.2. 5.2A, adopt resolution 2324 regarding funding for pupil textbook and instructional materials incentive program.
So in order for us to receive the funding from the state for our textbooks, you first have to have a public hearing to see if everybody's okay with the amount of textbooks and whatnot that we have. So that was 5.1. 5.2 is now certifying that we did that and that we can now apply for the funding for public textbooks and instructional materials.
I make a motion we approve 5.2.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carries. 5.3, approve the 22-23 unaudited actual financial report.
So while he's still working on that, can we jump to 5.5 and 5.6 and then we can come back to it?
Okay, can do that. You don't want to do the 5.4?
5.4 goes with the unaudited, yeah.
5.5, approved status changes for employees. Great.
So this is the time of year that we move people from temporary to probationary, probationary 1 to probationary 2, and probationary to permanent, even though they were permanent at the end of last year. So this is a listing of those employees that are being moved.
Any questions?
I noticed there was a couple that are actually just moving from temp to temp. Do they have to do a full, how long are they at temporary status?
So if they didn't work 75% of last year,
okay,
they're temporary. And then there's also temporaries that are less than full time.
Okay.
And then there's temporaries that are backfills for teachers on leaves. So there's a number of reasons to have temps.
I move that we approve 5.5.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. 5.6, approve the out-of-state trip for the FFA National Conference.
So this is, we have 13. Mine's not coming up, so I can't read it, what it says. But
mine isn't either.
15 kids.
15 students that qualified this year, and I think nine of them. 13 that qualified. So this is the annual FFA trip, and because it's out of state, it comes here for approval. They have funding through scholarships, through the water. And other fundraisers, so. And this is the one that our team fares very well at each year.
Well, we have the most students qualified for the national competition out of California from our senior year.
Very nice.
Amazing.
And I have a wedding, we have a family wedding that weekend as well. And I was really excited and looking forward to seeing it all come into play. And
it really is a triple joy. I mean, they get to go to a Notre Dame game. They get to go to where they raise the horses for the Kentucky Derby and the training facilities and see all of that. So it's more than just the competition. It's kind of that life experience. And then seeing how some of that competition can link into other fields.
Maybe next year I can give it that first time or anything.
It's always on
holiday. That's what she said, and that's a hard, you know, I mean, just holiday oriented, and but I just couldn't imagine missing Wayland's very first one. So anyway,
can't blame you for that.
Yeah. So can I have a motion to accept 5.6?
So moved.
In a second. It's moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. So moved.
Robin, back to your temporary too. I finally got this to pop up. Some of those temporaries that stayed temporary is because they're interns, so they haven't received their full credential yet. Okay. You ready, Nick?
Almost there.
Did we? Okay, I'm confused because did we approve 5.7? Because we just did 5.6. Did we do 5.6 twice?
No, we don't have a 5.7.
Yeah, I don't have a 5.7.
I have a 5.7.
5.7 for the out of town trip, not this.
That you're looking at the first agenda I sent out. The second one, I took one of them off because we're doing some more research on it.
Okay.
So the only one, the one that you, that's why that's just odd number. So far, you've approved 5.1, 5.2, 5.5, and 5.6.
The 5.1's informational, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
5.2, 3,
so 5.2, 5.6. Go to the next slide.
Okay.
Just push it down.
Down?
Yeah.
All right, so this is
5.3,
the approval of our unaudited actuals. So what we, as you know, we bring this every year in September, and then it goes from here to the auditor. And he will do his thing between now and December, and then it comes to you as audited in December. So I'm gonna go through all of the information that we provide to you and go from there. So revenues this year, this is kind of hard to see, but that's how it kind of breaks out in revenues. I'll go into more explanation, but 13 million comes from LCFF, 4.3 million from federal, 6.2 from other state, and other local is about 2 million. This is kind of a shift from last year where we hardly had anything in other state, but we had a lot more in LCFF. So they're kind of moving their way back to categorical programs. So the LCFF source is all unrestricted, property taxes, EPA, et cetera. It's 13,364,795. And it's about 51% of our revenue. Part of that is the EPA, and I explained this is when the government put their hand in one pocket and took money out and put it in the other pocket. So what they did is they cut us, then they went to the taxpayers, had a vote to reinstitute it, but they put a cap on where the funds could be spent. Before it was unrestricted, when it came back to us, it could be spent on no administrative costs. So what we do is take that amount and we put 100% of it towards teacher salaries and benefits. And so that's 1.1 million this year. And that's part of the LCFF, not on top of. Federal revenue, we received $4,343,184 between grants, categoricals, impact aid money, etc. Some MA money. So that's about 17% of our, and that's about double what we received in federal revenue last year. Other state, $6,297,000. And again, a lot of that is grants and also carryover CARES money and Prop 20 lottery. I saw on the news the other day, they were talking about how schools are, you know, because the lottery's been so high that more and more people have been playing, so schools are getting the windfall. We haven't seen a difference at all. So it's a good reporting thing, but it doesn't, that's not true. So other local revenue, after school fees, SELPA, special ed, $2,050,000. So our total revenues this last year was $26,054,964. Then we move on to our expenditures. So I'm not going to read all those, but this is the breakout. We spend the lion's share of our expenditures on people, which makes sense since we're a service organization. So between certificated salaries, classified salaries, and employee benefits, you're looking at about 85% of the expenditures. So certificated salaries, we spent $9.2 million, which is about 38% of the expenditures. Classified salaries, this is up over $1 million from the year before. So it's $5,015,841. A big portion of that was the mandate to have 5-hour paras in the classrooms instead of what we used to have were 3-hour paras. So it increased a lot. Employee benefits, we spend $6.2 million on benefits, which is not just medical benefits. It's unemployment and all of those other Medicare and all that. This last year we spent $1.1 million on books and supplies. $2 million on other operating expenses. So that'd be things like consultants or bringing in HVAC people and all that kind of stuff. Capital outlay, we did not buy any buildings. We did not buy any super expensive. Last year, I think we spent like $14,000 in here. Most of it was carpeting. But this year, we didn't have to tap into the capital outlay. And then other outgo, we transferred about $22,000 for special ed, YCOE. And then they give you a bill three times a year. We transferred it over. They're going to owe us money because we took back all of our programs. So you'll see that probably next year in a revenue source. And transfers in and out, $36 difference, so minimal. So we spent $23,665,611. There's other contributions. So special ed, we have to spend X number of dollars every year on special ed. So it's your maintenance of effort means that you have to spend at least $1 more this year than you spent last year on special education. And so that goes in here. And then the routine restricted maintenance, remember that's about 3% of your budget, has to be spent on maintenance. So those are the contributions, and we hit our numbers exactly like we're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. So, and then, as you all know, we transferred $25,000 out to the preschool program for the paras, and that's really because they also bring in money into us for impact aid. So we have a net increase in our general fund balance by $2.3 million. Which we expected, and given the downturn of the economy, it's nice to have that little extra this year. So our general fund balance should be around $11 million, but $4 million of it is restricted, which means it has to go to specific programs. A lot of our programs are five-year programs, and so you spend some this year, some next year, but it's restricted. You can't turn around and spend it on anything else. And some of the components, we have the revolving cash that we have a checkbook for when people lose their paychecks, etc. And then we do 6% for economic uncertainties. And then we have some other ones. We put aside a month's worth of salaries and benefits for cash flow purposes. So when the government says, well, we owe you this amount of money, but we're not going to pay you till next month, we have the money aside to pay our employees. And then accrued vacation, you have to put what you have of people that carried over vacation, you have to put that on the books in case they quit, then you have to pay them off. We have lottery money, and then we have the restricted categoricals. And that is it. I took out a couple of slides because the CARES money is pretty much gone, and I think that was one of them I took out, and then there was one other one I took out. Oh, all the different fundings, because like charter and all that. I didn't have all that information tonight, so I took that one out. But it was a decent year for us financially. This year, I'm worried about 2 years from now, maybe next year. This year I think we'll be okay, but those huge COLAs that they gave are going to bite us in the butt at some point. And if Lone Tree doesn't bring kids in, then they're in trouble. Happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, would ask for approval for the unaudited actuals and the 5.4, the gain appropriation limit.
We'll do them together.
You can do them together, yeah.
Any questions, comments, concerns? If not, we have a motion for 5.3 and 5.4 together.
I make a motion to approve 5.3 and 5.4.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. I think we covered everything. Board comments. I just want to say, driving down Cooper Street to get to preschool and around, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How nice is that this year?
Yep.
Thank you. I know we gave to the city to help improve that
yep.
road. Wow. What a nice difference. I'm sure all our bus drivers are thankful of that, and everybody else goes to the preschool or back of the
Virginia school.
Virginia
yeah.
school.
Oh, yep.
goodness.
Yep. I've had a lot of comments from Virginia school staff about how much they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now if they just slow down.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Bumps in between them.
I know.
Like the back ones, because those really slow people down in the back parking lot, didn't they? Those
yeah.
big old bumps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? All right. Meeting adjourned.